This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Muhammad al-Sharif, and let me introduce you to Visionaire Ramadan. We're going to be doing one of the most foundational dua programs you will ever experience, and that is called Visionaire Ramadan. Now, let me just give you a little background about making dua in Ramadan. When I was a little kid, just 11 years old, I made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless me to memorize the Quran in 2 years or less. That happened when I was 11 years old, and it fundamentally changed my life and how I look at dua. So for the last 10 years, every time Ramadan comes along, I put aside some time to get clear and get focused on the dream duas that I want to be making in this blessed month of Ramadan. Now, this retreat that I'm talking about, it's an actual physical retreat that I actually do more than once a year. And in the past year, we've done it in places like Scotland, we've done it in Niagara Falls, we did it in Banff, we did it in Oman. And we wanted to do it in Mecca and in Medina. It's an actual physical retreat. But when we told everybody about the Mecca and Medina physical retreat, the hotel prices were crazy, the transportation prices were crazy, everything was becoming so massive. And this isn't just a 3-day type of program in Mecca. We were planning to go there for the entire month. And it was becoming too impossible for too many people to make it happen. So I took a step back and I said, how can we make this accessible to more people? How can more people benefit? And so I decided to launch Visionaire Ramadan online. Now, there's a reason why I don't do Visionaire online, or I used to not do Visionaire online. I believe that in order for your dream du'as to work, in order for this system to work, step number one is that you need to go somewhere inspirational. But when I was faced with this Ramadan challenge that people couldn't come to Mecca to share with me in this Visionaire retreat, I asked myself, is there another way to get inspired other than going to a location? And I believe the answer to that question is yes. A person can get inspired, not necessarily by a location, but by a time of the year. And that time of the year is Ramadan, and that time is upon us. Some people have been taking Visionaire with me in all the locations that I've taught it, whether it's Scotland or Banff or in Oman. They've been going to all these programs and they ask me this question, is it the same content? And the answer is yes, it is the same content. Because there's something fundamentally different about Visionaire Ramadan that's different from the other programs that you've taken, is that it's not about the content, it's about the experience. It's about the retreat, if you will. It's about the moment of you taking committed action to develop your du'as, to word your du'as, to decide what it is that you want to be making du'a for. There was a sister online who asked me this question. She said, doesn't anybody say anything negative about this program? And I thought she was a student and I felt bad. I'm like, what? She thinks the program isn't that great or something, like one student out of like hundreds and hundreds of students. And then I contacted her and I said, what's the deal? And so on. She told me that no, she isn't a student. She's just seen so many people speak so highly of this program, Visionaire Ramadan. She just couldn't imagine that there wasn't anybody negative out there. So I said, you know what, register for the program and you see how it goes. This sister who goes by the name Jalebiba, I was really keen to see at the end of Visionaire Ramadan last year how things had turned out for her. And as everybody started giving in their testimonials and how their life has changed and how some of the du'as had already been answered, I was waiting to hear from Jalebiba. And subhanAllah, she sent a message in the testimonials. That was right after the event. But a few months later, she sent me a message that after Visionaire Ramadan, she had gotten married and they now have a house and all these beautiful things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had opened the door for her as she made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah answered those duas. So now let me share with you the key things that you're going to experience with me in this upcoming Visionaire Ramadan. Number one, visionaire Ramadan will give you clarity in your life. Now, when it comes to clarity, it wasn't necessarily something that I was aiming for when I designed this visionaire Ramadan program, but as I started hearing so many testimonials, person after person, brother after sister, would say that I now have clarity in my life. So I asked myself the question, where does this clarity come from that you're learning? And I realized that when somebody gets clear about the concrete things that they want to make dua for, their dream duas, then the necessity after that is that they have clarity in their life. So one of the most amazing things that you'll benefit from visionary Ramadan is having crystal clear clarity in your life. The next thing that you're going to experience in visionary Ramadan is a renewed and a higher level of concentration or khushu' in salah. Now, where does this khushu' come from? Remember back in our video series, I was saying how a person, if they have an exam the next day, they make dua in such an intense way, right? They have khushu', they have concentration in that prayer because they have an exam the next day. Well, what visionary Ramadan is giving you is the opportunity to find du'as that you care about as much as you care about that exam. So that same feeling of when you were younger in high school or university, that feeling of intense concentration and khushu' and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now you have some more du'as at that level of inspiration that you can now bring into your salah, so you can spend more time in your sajda, spend more time in your du'a, and take your du'a and khushu' to another level. The next thing that you're going to benefit from this amazing visionary Ramadan experience is your dream du'as realized. Now, here's the thing about dua. I tell people that as long as I make dua, I don't care about the dua being answered. Like I said, that you have certainty in your dua, it's not a problem whether the dua is answered sooner or later. That's in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's in my hands is, did I do the best job I could possibly do in making the dua? Now, having said that, that leaving the answering of the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, imagine you're coming with 6 dream duas, you finish visionary Ramadan, you're making dua, it's consistent. Even after Ramadan, you're continuing with these duas that you were inspired with in Ramadan time, and some of those duas are answered sooner, some might be answered later, but realize these are your dream duas. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers them, then you're living your dreams. Subhanallah. Compare that to somebody who hasn't really understood the power of dua and really isn't taking advantage of the dua. And when they look at their life and say, hey, things aren't that great, dude, you need to go back to your duas and fix them up and be part of an experience that resurrects, if you will, the power of your dua. And finally, we all know that Ramadan is a window of inspirational opportunity. Everybody gets recharged, everybody starts reading more Quran, everybody's going for Taraweeh, and everything's great. But in that window of opportunity, you need to take advantage to design your du'as. Because after the inspirational moment is after, if you ask yourself, what do you want to make du'a for? You'll be like, I don't know, you know, for lunch or something like that, which is not a problem. But you're not going to come up with the dream du'as. You gotta be in the moment with people who are like you, and they're committed, and there's deadlines, and they're coming forward with their dream du'as. They've done it, they've gone to inspirational places in inspirational times during Ramadan, and you will too. Because when we're all committed in this visionary Ramadan, it's a group of people all committed to designing the most fantastic dream du'as for themselves. Let me tell you that for myself, if I want this to be the best Ramadan ever, I need to make sure that I spend all my effort and focus on perfecting my dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I do that by being inspired, and inspired in different ways, whether that's the location at the masjid, or if I can get to go to the Kaaba, wherever inspirational place there is, being with inspirational people, and online, you're gonna have hundreds of brothers and sisters all coming together trying to perfect their dua, and you'll also be in an inspirational time, which is Ramadan, leading up to the last 10 nights of Ramadan. All of these things start building up the inspirational window that Ramadan comes along, and then boom, we hit it with the visionary Ramadan. All of us enter into the last nights of Ramadan, raising our hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the best dua ever, our dream duas, making it the best Ramadan. This is Muhammad Ash-Sharif, and I look forward to seeing you in this visionary Ramadan experience. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.